the string and the net when post-traumatic stress is complex. Most spiders are harmless aspects of nature. A curious schoolboy or a scientist may gaze at this creature with fascination. For others, the simple reference to this insect will induce anything from a cringe in facial features to genuine fear. The distinction between these reactions often rests in the experiences of the individual encountering the spider. While one person learned intrigue and respect for this small specimen, another was told eerie stories or teased with them to the point of developing an associated negative memory. After forming this link, or the connecting string between this recall and the word spider, the result is a continued relationship of the mind remaining attached to an originating point in the past. This scenario is generally minor compared to the source of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, though the idea to relate is the subjectivity of trauma. The string. In visualizing trauma as a string that links a survivor to their traumatic event, an abstract image relates someone with PTSD to the core definition of a trigger. Consideration for the source of PTSD often pulls toward war veterans, which is entirely accurate, though the variations do not end at a sole source. Those in car crashes who witnessed tragedy and loss or feared for their safety and life during an assault may form a link, or a string, that ties them to the day of their trauma. Symptoms following a traumatic event include distressing, recurrent, intrusive memories, or reliving the experience through flashbacks as though it were occurring in the present moment. Heightened reactions to reminders create a sense of reliving intense and upsetting emotions, or nightmares frequently interrupt sleep. Recovery is not instant, and it's significant to grasp that this struggle is not a conscious will to remain distanced from well-being. The anchored string usually requires concentrated effort and qualified assistance for release to be possible. In returning to the opening example, a spider hangs down from a singular link from the ceiling, though the most elaborate extent of its impact is in the spinning of a web. The net. A string with a traumatic starting point at a much younger age is ingrained under layers that are still developing, and the depth of this link is compounded. Combining the damage of trauma with an influenceable age leaves the sense of identity especially impacted, and a lasting imprint on self-perception is formed. A child reaches the point of tears through simple hardships, though this tendency is typically outgrown as they age and face more significant challenges. For some youths, these hardships are not minor. Those in their first years of life who are exposed to trauma through the betrayal of a person of authority are raised with a code of silence. When the strings interconnect at a fragile age where there is no safe authority to turn, the impacts are weaved, intertwined, and complex. The presentation of complex post-traumatic stress disorder includes difficulty controlling emotions, such as anger and general distrust. A sense of emptiness, hopelessness, and a conviction of being permanently damaged or worthless can lead to suicidal ideation and avoidance of interpersonal relationships. Physical symptoms of headaches and dizziness are common, as is a mental disconnect from one's surroundings or themselves. Feeling unreal, like a ghost, or shifting away from a certainty that the world around them is real, are signs of dissociation, such as depersonalization and derealization. The root source of dissociation is deeply tied to trauma. This after effect is the subject of this series of Exploration and Awareness in Realize Nation magazine.